This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Lisa Wysocki from Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 24th, episode 1638, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Lord, I love to hear that bright at 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck, I head into town, get it on and go to...
That's right, it's Friday. Woohoo! I don't know, has this been a really long week for you, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a terribly long week. Yes, it's been an awful week.
It's the same amount of time every week, but yet some weeks just feel longer.
Oh, this has been I've got a really busy event at the barn later this afternoon, and so we've been getting really ready for that, and it's just like long days, long nights, and it seems like the time just kind of crawls by.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for coming in here and working extra on a very busy week.
As I told you earlier, I live to read really bad ads, and so I'm so glad.
So you just did Wednesday to be nice, but you really wanted to do today.
Exactly.
Well, I might have taken a peek, and you've got a lot. It's going to be the Lisa Wysocki Really Bad Ad Show, so you'll enjoy. It's going to be fun. Hey, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? Thanks, everybody, for joining us, by the way.
Coming up on today's show, we hope to speak with Danny Warrington from Land Safe. He's got this program that he's come out with to help riders, when they fall off, do a better job of it. So how about that? And then it's off to Really Bad Ads, where we reduce your faith in humanity one more time.
And we hope that LandSafe is going to be here because we're having some trouble with the phone system. But if we don't get Danny on today, we'll get him on again.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating project he's got.
Daily win anytime, Jennifer. Go for it.
You're up, Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, no.
Did we lose Lisa?
Are we there?
There's Lisa.
She is.
Oh, holy cow. Who knows? Technology. So this is the story of my life with Nashville drivers. Yeah, my daily whinny goes out to the person who let me over into the lane so I could actually exit the freeway the other day. Nashville has, and Middle Tennessee has, a population of about a million people, and our directive from the city bigwigs is to bring in another million people in the next like 10 years. And so our traffic is at a standstill, and it's just horrible. And this one really, really nice lady let me over, and I've missed exits, like two or three of them, trying to get over in the past. So I just, whoever she was, thank you.
It's amazing to me that like you're just people, and they've got to speed up past you to get in front of you and then stop.
I know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Or they know you're trying to get over. You've been signaling for, half a mile, and they won't let you in.
And they won't let you in. And like, I'm just going to stare at the back of your neck, cussing you for the next 3 miles of standstill traffic. I'm going to curse you.
I know.
I don't get it.
Well, it's giving them really bad karma and, all that. So it's like, just let me over, please.
The karma police. Yeah, a lot of times, they get a little further and you're like, yeah, you're going to get in a wreck up here.
Yeah.
Ha ha. You're going to have a really bad day. I get it, girl. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Next one, Jen. See, by the way, that's what daily winnies are designed for, is for the positives. Okay. And you gave a good positive daily winnie. I appreciate
that.
Thank
you.
To accentuate the positive, I'm going to tell you that I am going to Oklahoma after the show, rushing to the airport after the show. So if it gets done early, great. My father-in-law, it's his 70th birthday. So we are heading out, and this is fun. We're flying. We have to connect in Dallas, and then we have to like go Phoenix to Dallas, Dallas to North Oklahoma City. And then when we get to Oklahoma City, then we have to get on a train and go to Dallas.
Really?
So actually, we're going tomorrow morning. It's a train ride that there's like 1,000 cousins and children. And so we figured the best way to do this for grandpa was there's a train called, you're going to love this, Jennifer, the Heartland Express.
Oh, boy.
I loved it because it said Heartland. And then you get on this train and you ride down to Fort Worth. And we're going to spend the night and then ride the train back up. But yeah, it's Heartland. Cool. I'm on the Heartland train.
Oh, yay. I love trains.
Train ride awesome. Birthday party.
Isn't that cool? I got to admit, it was kind of my idea. I was like, what am I going to do with all these people? And nobody had planned anything for this man's birthday. And I was like, let's do that train they were talking about. So we're all going to hop on the train. It should be fun. And I just figured, like, that's the best way to contain 7 small children.
True.
You're locked on. If you jump off this thing, then you know what? That was Darwinism.
Yeah.
So,
you're right.
Really,
you can't go anywhere.
Where are they going to go? And you know what? Run up and down and terrorize everybody. I don't care. It's not my train.
Nope. You don't have to clean it. You don't have to
I don't
do
have
any
to
dishes.
Clean it.
Nope.
I don't have to cook a meal.
Nope.
I don't have to do anything. I don't have to. It's genius. So it'll be fun. That's what we're doing this weekend.
Now, I will say this. I've done Amtrak a couple of times and the food has not been like fabulous. So maybe the Heartland food will be better.
I think they just do like snacks and stuff.
It's like an airplane ride. Yeah. It's not real food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It comes in cellophane.
Right. Yeah. So do you have the happy birthday music then, Jennifer?
Here we go. Well, I hope.
Happy birthday.
All right, Brucey, that's for you, my father-in-law. Happy 70th birthday. Now, I will not tell him that I did this birthday shout out to him because I don't want him to hear that if his grandchildren fall off the train that I said it was Darwinism. So this daily Winnie will go unheard forever. All right. Thinking back, I was like, that might not have been the best thing to say. Okay. I have a news story for you, Jennifer. And because you guys, this is a girls' show. We have no boys, no boys allowed. I've been saving this news story for when we had a girls' day. So, Lisa.
I can't wait.
All right. So, there is a horse, a filly, and her name, she lives in she's British trained. So, she lives over in England, and she is named Acton Pieces, A-C-T-I-N. Pieces.
Okay.
Acton Pieces, and she hates men. Like, hates men. There was a guy that walked up to her. It was the male jockey and tried to go up to her and she bit him. And then he tried to get on her and she bucked her off. And then Gina Andrews hops up on young Acton Pieces. And canters and gallops away to her heart's content. When Gina's unavailable, Bridget climbs into the saddle. Bridget has no problem, hops on, gallops around, no problem. Jack tried to get on. He let's see, the quote is, she bucked him up as soon as he got on. When he went to get on her, she tried to bite him. And it's really funny because she's only had women riders and Acton Pieces is clearly a woman's only horse. They go to say if a man goes up to her in the yard, she pins her ears. But her groom looks after her every day and his name is Brian. So you think, well, what's that all about?
Yeah.
They're like, she's all right with him, but I think she's confused because he's got long hair. So anyway, Acting Pieces has won a bunch of races at Newmarket, and she does not like people in her stable, and she does not like boys, and only girls can ride her, and she will crush you if you are a boy and you try to get on her. So congratulations to the trainers, a girl, the riders are girls, everybody is a girl, and Acting Pieces likes it like that. So girl power.
You know, I like this horse because she obviously knows what she likes and what she wants, and she goes out and gets it.
And she tells you no if yes. she does not like you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's right out there for everybody to see. No hidden secret. She's right there. I like her.
Me too. Saving that news story for you.
That was awesome.
I have another list for you that since we have a little bit of time, and I know you have a list,
I do.
Let me go through mine real quick because I think yours is better. your is going to encompass a lot more listeners. My list is the things that riders need to know when they're pregnant. Because the 9 things, well, actually only a pregnant rider would know. And I'll just go through these real quick. And those of you who have been pregnant and tried to ride or have just been being pregnant, you can attest to this. It's awful.
Yes.
It's awful.
Yes.
Who on earth would do that twice? I'm telling you. So,
or more.
You do it more than once, you're crazy. But you know what? Everybody has a different situation. Everybody has a different experience. So whatever. Hold on. My dog needed in. Come on in, Danny. Okay. All right. So number one is you're going to have to get off and pee every 10 seconds. It's true. And then you pee and it's like a teaspoonful. You're like, what? All of that pressure I had and that's it. I remember this is terrible. And for those of you who are men and don't want to hear this, just give yourself a 10 seconds of silence. When my water broke, I thought I was like, oh my God, I finally peed for like more than 5 seconds, you know, like a teaspoonful. I was like, oh, I just peed. And then I'm like, I got up and I walked it. I was like, oh, I just peed again. Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah. Well, it's hard enough just to do it anyway. And then when you've got to get off a horse and find someone to hold your horse or tie your horse up and then go find a bathroom.
I had no shame on the ride. I actually peed in the corner of my arena more than once and cars drove by.
Your arena's right next to the road. Could you at least stand behind one of your jump barrels?
No, I just got in the corner, like in the back corner. And, you know, the only people that would have seen me really people driving by could have if they slowed down. But my neighbors, I was like, I don't care. The neighbor children. I have less than zero care right now. I'm like, I'm trying to ride. Got to get back on this damn horse.
There's going to be a study that comes out in about 4 more years. And they will have done a study and they will discover that certain sections of Phoenix, there is a higher than average percentage of children with emotional issues. And it's somehow going to be close to Jamie's neighborhood. That's what I predict.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care. I didn't care. I just did not care. And now I care. So I guess I had like a little pregnancy fog. you just like don't care as much. Nothing, because I think it's because when you, at least, you know, like I was a high risk pregnancy because I was over 35. So I had to go get checked like every freaking week, and then you're just, your parts are not private anymore. You know, like
exactly.
You just don't care. You're like, whatever, everybody sees us anyway. My God. Number two, after congratulations, the second thing people say after you've announced your pregnancy, when are you gonna quit riding?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Is it dangerous? Yeah. Is it dangerous to ride? I'm like, no, it's just dangerous to fall off.
Yes.
So don't do that.
That's hopefully our guess. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of, how are you doing with that? Do we want to try to?
Well, why don't we give him a holler and give him a try?
We'll okay. Give
it a go. That sounds like a plan.
Maybe he has like a pregnant woman training dismount.
Maybe.
Thing.
Let's see here.
He doesn't know what he's in for.
No, he does not. Well, maybe he found out what he was in for. Maybe he listened to a couple of the shows. Oh, I've been typing on the wrong keyboard. That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, our phone system's not working. So that's why Jennifer's having to call him on the air. We can keep talking. I can give you the next one. Yeah. It's let's see.
Now he's ringing. So hopefully it'll work. Let's see.
Oh, good.
Happens. Attention, you can cut it with a knife. Dun, dun, dun. We need some good Jeopardy
with
music.
Bated breath.
Yes. We need Jeopardy music to play while this happens.
Hello?
I think we have Danny.
Hello. Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Fantastic. Thanks. We were having some trouble with the phone system, so we're glad we got connected with you. How are you this morning? Where in the world are you?
Belleville, Texas. A little mom and pop event down here that is a great schooling venue, bringing lots of horses every week to cross country school. They host two USEA shows a year, and it's a place I kind of course design and do a lot of teaching at.
Oh, gotcha. Now, is this home to you?
No, home to me is Maryland. We live in Northeast Maryland on the Northeast River.
Gotcha. So your background, you were a steeplechase jockey and also an international event rider. Give us a brief Reader's Digest version of your riding career.
There's no brief version. It's 47 years of it.
I couldn't go through it all. So I'm going to let you do it.
Yeah. So my father was an avid fox hunter growing up when I was a kid. So I did a lot of fox hunting, and then I did Pony Club and decided that racing was more for me than Pony Club because I didn't like all the detail of Pony Club. And I started the racetrack when I was 14, and I eventually graduated to working as an apprentice for Mikey Smithwick, and then finished out on my own. But in the interim, worked for Janet Elliott and Jonathan Shepherd and became, you know, a pretty good steeplechase jockey. And then eventually, after a man's accident, I took a couple of years off and came back and started eventing sort of by accident, and just kind of fell in love with the sport on my own, and here we are.
Cool. Awesome. So, Danny, did you ever ride at the steeplechase in Nashville, the Iroquois?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yep. Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I'm based in Nashville. Yeah, it's an amazing race.
Oh my God, the Iroquois is awesome. I rode there when they had the natural hurdles there. When George Sloan was a big part of the Iroquois. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, very cool.
Don't age yourself, Danny, for crying out loud.
Yeah. when they had the shrubberies that ripped out if you hit them hard enough.
Exactly.
Well, cool. Tell us about your new project.
So LandSafe is a progression-based program that basically teaches you how self-defense in a fall situation. What I've come to sort of realize and look at after lots of, you know, sort of history and studying falls and being involved in a lot of falls, and then being on the safety committee. And at one point I was actually asked to sort of look at a lot of falls and sort of say what could have been done differently and how things could have been changed. And so there's two sort of major things that people do wrong, and both of them are instinctual. One is that they hold onto the rein, which exposes your head and your neck. And two is that they look into where they're going instead of away from the accident, which then presents sort of crush injury, right? And so the two biggest catastrophic injuries are head and neck and crush, right? And so if we can reduce those two injuries, which we can through education, then we can reduce catastrophic injury by a great deal.
And I was watching your videos, and it is very much like kind of educating your body how to react immediately as the person. And I'm sure you hear a billion stories from eventers. I'm an eventer too. A story of like, I jumped this fence and the arena had no fence around it and the horse stops and I got flipped over the front of it and all this. And I don't know why, but physically I was like, I have to hold the reins. Gotta hold on,
right.
Which in turn flipped me under the horse's legs, and I yes. just continually got trampled. Why the hell would I do that? What yeah. is in my head that said, hold on to the dang reins?
So if you look at it from human nature instinct, that is our instinct, right? Human nature is to grab, is to hold, is to pull, right? And so you want to protect yourself by holding on to what you have. And that's instinct. And so sometimes I sort of say, you know, God is great, but sometimes he might not be the best riding instructor, right? Because sometimes our instinct is incorrect. It is just the same as, you know, you hold on to the reins because that's what you feel is going to protect you. We want to stop the fall. And that's why we do this over and over again, is because we want to teach you not only to let go of the reins, but to try to not stop the fall. And by that, I mean, when you hit the ground, if you watch parkour, if you watch karate, if you watch gymnastics, when you hit the ground, it should be a dispersal of energy, right? You're trying to disperse that energy across a greater field so that you reduce impact, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so if you try to stop the fall, that's how you break your wrist, break your arm, create those right. sort of injuries. If you can learn to, you know, tuck and roll, which is what everybody sort of says, oh, well, you're supposed, some people that have watched the video go, oh, well, you're supposed to tuck and roll. That is correct. However, if you don't know how to tuck and roll correctly, that can also cause problems. So we're trying not only to teach you, but to alleviate some of the myths that are out there.
Well, Danny, I was watching some of the videos and I got to come clean here. I had a horse that fell with me almost exactly like you have this fake horse that kind of nose dives and it throws the rider over the front of the horse. And of course you have padding and a very appropriate falling area. And you teach a technique of the proper way to tuck and roll. And if I would have known that, my neck wouldn't hurt in the morning when I get up, because this horse went down and I just like a pancake right in front of him. And fortunately didn't get rolled over, but it happens so often and that you mimicked so perfectly exactly what happened during my fall. But to be able to like disperse that energy, I never thought of that.
Well, that's again, a little instinct thing, right? Like we want to stop it instead of rolling, right? And it's so easy to say tuck and roll. Like I've had people say, oh, I can do this. And, you know, sort of in some of our rough footage that's being worked on right now is you know, a couple of upper level riders that really thought that they knew what they were going to do sort of end up exactly like you're saying. And I call it IHOP, International House of Pancake, right? Because
yes.
you just
yep.
hit that mat and you are just, I hopped right off the ground, right? So we don't really want to do that, right? We want to disperse that energy. So we put them on and we go, okay, yep, sure. You know what you're doing here. And they spin. And then we put on one of our trained riders in the exact same motion, the exact same speed. And they tuck and roll and land on their feet some feet away from the horse. And so when people say, you know, there's no time to react, there's no this, there's no that, it's because they're not understanding that there is things that you can do. And so your brain goes into a sort of shutdown mode. It goes, oh my God, instead of hands up, chin to chest, shoulder roll. Hands up, chin to chest, protect my head and neck, right? And
right.
your brain goes, oh shit, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
instead of having a place to go, your brain just goes, uh-oh. And when you have a system, and it's just like in anything, it's in golf, it, you know, there's preparation to hit the ball. And ski racing, there's once you fall, there's a way to collect your body so that you pull your limbs in together so they don't get more hurt. You know what I mean? And that's what we're talking about is reducing the injury, reducing the rate of risk, not stopping it. When we ride, we are in a high risk sport. And so there is risk involved. However, we can reduce the injury by having more skills.
Now, right. Where can people, are you going around doing these clinics, teaching people how to fall? Because like I said, watching what you do, it could be incredibly valuable to anybody who rides a horse.
Yeah. So we're based in Ocala for the winter. We're actually headed up to Aiken next week. We'll be in Aiken March 6th and 7th, which is a Monday, Tuesday, and then the following weekend. And those are open clinics. You know, you can come and sign up online at landsafeequestrian.com, and you can come to those. Those are open clinics. And then we're in Ocala, so anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to come. And we also have private clinics wherein, you know, a barn will say, hey, listen, I have 20 people. They want to do it, and then we'll come there.
Gotcha. And how long is the clinic? And how, like, say I have a barn of kids and I want all of them to get this training. How long does it take? What are some of the prices? Just so I can get an idea and start making a collection here.
Right. So it's an 8-hour session. So we do 4 hours on the first day and 4 hours on the second day. And the first day is mostly on the mat and the gymnastics part of it, where we really teach you proper body positioning and body shaping so that you actually know how to roll instead of International House of Pancake, pop on the ground. So you would be surprised how many people ride horses that can't do a simple forward roll, right? And just simple stuff. And so we get you sort of more body aware with that, and eventually building our riders into some version of a dive roll, depending on their own athletic ability. And then we put them on the machine and just introduce them to the machine, introduce them to the technique from the machine on the first day. On the second day,
really
we revisit
cool.
the gymnast. Yeah. On the second day, we go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the machine is like, we love the what are the horse racing machines that they do?
The Equisizer.
Oh, yes. Equisizer. Yes. It's like a giant Equisizer that bucks you off.
Yeah. And so on the second day, we just revisit the gymnastics and a little bit in the morning, and then we really start to add speed to the machine and different looks. And we also have a program that teaches, you know, escaping from a rear and a better, you know, if a horse is going to rear up and flip over, sort of teaching you a way to get out of that better. And we have you jump off. You know, the horse as it's going down the line, sort of in a bucking situation, wherein if you were going to run into the trees or run into the end of the arena, I always feel like it's better to take charge. And in those certain situations, it's better to get off and in your point, not theirs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, the horses, yeah.
It is an honor to talk to you, Danny. You've had such an amazing career and amazing life, and I'm so proud of you for trying to save the lives of others. I think that once you learn this stuff and you get it to be muscle memory, it sticks with you. So what is your website, again, that everybody can find out more and maybe even, I mean, aside from LandSafe Training on Facebook, you guys have a website as well.
Yes, landsafeequestrian.com. And then the Facebook link comes up as LandSafe Reducing Rider Risk.
All right.
And our contact information is there. Feel free to contact us anytime. We are here to serve.
All right, Danny, thank you so much. This is really important what you're doing, and we do appreciate it. And good luck. Go take a vacation. I know you like to captain your own boat, so go hit the water. Take a break, for God's sake.
All right. Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
Thanks, Danny. Bye. Have you watched any of these videos, Lisa?
Oh, I have, and they're just so amazing. Everybody needs to take a look at these because, I mean, sooner or later, it's just a matter of time. We're all going to fall off, and or our horse is going to fall on us, or something's going to happen, and we need to stay safe. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, your instinct is just hang on to those reins, and that's the last thing you want to do. I mean, you've got to protect yourself.
I always tell kids, my students, I'm like, first of all, never bail, because that's definitely going to hurt. Like,
yes.
You know, like, don't bail. And maybe that's a bad thing to say, but I really firmly believe, like, try to stick it out. Second,
exactly.
If you do fall off, don't hold the reins.
No.
It's the worst accident that I've had as a rider was holding on to the reins because it just whipped me right around under those legs.
Oh, let
and me. And kicked my yeah. helmet off, like broke oh. the chin strap, everything. Oh. Terrible, disastrous.
When I was a kid, we used to take our horses swimming, and I came up out of the lake, and a bee stung my horse, and she bucked me off. Oh. And so here I am in my swimsuit, and I'm holding on to the reins on the ground, being dragged up a gravel road.
Ah.
And, oh, it was not pretty. And I learned a lesson, just let go.
Let go.
Yeah, let go. Let go.
Well, now let's hear a little bit from our title sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, and then we've got a surprise guest.
Yes.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf. The final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Wow. That was awesome. That was awesome.
We're still trying to call, Glenn.
We are. Well, see, now you just gave away the surprise guest.
Oh, damn. Okay, we don't want to talk to him.
Enter your password, then press pound.
We don't get to call Glenn.
Isn't technology just amazing? I mean, we rely on it so much, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, it all blows up, and then nothing works.
It's amazing how it doesn't work, isn't it?
I know. I know. It just never, ever goes along like it's supposed to. But, you know, but just think, I mean, everything we do anymore relies on technology. Everything. You know, it's just amazing. Just absolutely amazing. So,
what did I miss? Sorry. I had to get my child to stop wrestling.
Well, we're just talking about how technology doesn't work.
Oh, no, Glenn?
Won't answer. Nope.
No, Glenn.
I have a gun.
Yeah.
I guess I ruined the surprise. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to find out the story behind the pickle.
Me too.
It's killing me.
Yeah. The Podfest pickle. I mean, I'm just waiting. I can't go on with my life until I hear about
it. I know.
I see. I saw that and I was like, I'll be okay without knowing.
Oh no.
I don't need to know.
See, this is going to end up in a Cat Enright book at some point.
The podcast people.
Yeah. I take these moments and kind of store them away. And then they come out in the written word. So
see, the only thing I can come up with is there was a drinking party about 2 weeks ago. And somebody lost a bet. And the result is there's some poor schmuck in a pickle suit at the Podfest in Tampa, Florida now.
For those who don't know, the Glenn has been posting pictures on Facebook of a giant pickle that's walking around dressed around. Yes. Anyway, well, before we continue on that, we can try Glenn later. But I want to hear the list that you got because you haven't let me read it. You haven't let me check it out.
No.
And I want to hear the list. It's a list of, tell everybody what it's about.
So this is a horse and hound list, a UK list, and it's the 9 lies people who sell horses like to tell and how not to get fooled. And I mean, these are so perfect. So,
and being that we're doing really bad ads next, I think this is appropriate.
It is so appropriate. It is so appropriate. So the first.
I hear chirping, but I don't hear Lisa.
Sorry, we had a baby chick escape. Where'd Lisa go?
Lisa's gone. She's just
This is
gone.
Ridiculous.
I'm here.
There you are. You came back. You were gone, and we didn't get to hear you.
That's so bizarre. Anyway, this is technology again. We're just having one of those days.
All right. Give us the list. Okay, number one.
Number one. He would suit you perfectly. And what they actually mean is, regardless of the list of must-haves you have just reeled off and how applicable they are to the horse, the seller has to sell it, so it has to suit you, no matter what. No matter what, it has to suit you.
I am always wary when I inquire about a horse that's for sale, and the first thing the seller says, what are you looking for?
Because hang up on him right now.
The horse automatically becomes absolutely just that.
Yes.
God, ain't that the truth? I didn't think about that, Jennifer. You're right. They go, first thing is, hey, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this horse is perfect.
Exactly.
They never go, you know what? I don't think that this is the right horse for you.
You will never hear that. No.
No.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
So the second thing they say, it's my wife's, my husband's, my child's favorite horse. And so what they really mean is, I'm playing the emotional card so you can think we actually love this horse and never want to sell it, but really, we can't wait to see the back end of him.
And then you're a big jerk because you're selling your kid's favorite horse?
Loser. Exactly. So this is like one of my favorites. Number three, I thought I'd save time and have him tacked up for your arrival. And so what they mean is, it's taken us 4 hours to get near to this horse to tack him up. And plus the tack helps hide all the confirmation faults. So
that when I go to see a horse, if it's I specifically tell them ahead of time, because I've been to enough that have the horse tacked up. I'm like, can you just have the horse out in the pasture? We'll get him and tack him up when I get there. And then I think it was last summer, I show up and one of these dang horses, I walk there. They're working it in the round pin when I drive up. Because I'm always 10 minutes early at least.
Oh, I'm a half an hour early.
Are you? Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. Because.
And they're working in the round pin. They're like, hey. I was like, yeah. By the way, I see you working in the round pin and it's lame. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
I actually ended up going, all right, well, let's see what's wrong with him. And then, oh, you need to put some shoes on. And then I end up coaching. I'm like, you're never going to sell this horse because he's lame. You know that, right? Okay, here's what we can do to fix it. That's really what I usually do.
Well, you know, sometimes you just have to be honest with the sellers. And I think sometimes the sellers don't know. I mean, some of these, you know, uneducated horse people, they don't know that their horse is lame. They really don't.
I felt like they didn't know. And so those are the people, like, if I feel like they're pulling one over on me, then I won't spend the time. But if they literally don't know, I will go for another one. Glenn apparently is ready now. So we'll see, but let's do some more.
We'll do one more at least. So this is kind of on the same lines. Sorry, he's a bit damp. We've just given him a bath so that he was nice and smart for you. And so what the scene is, we've been riding this horse all morning so that he's safe for you to get on. He's still wet from the bath we gave him to wash all the sweat off.
Ain't that the truth? he's just nice and wet. And how the hell you think I'm going to ride him right now? No, not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Give me another one before we get to Glenn.
He's never done that.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Fine. He ruins everything. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How's Podfest?
Happy Podfest.
Yes.
Yes. Let me get outside where I can actually hear you. All right, I can hear you now.
Like Vegas in there, man. Can't hear it. It is loud.
Yeah.
It is loud in there.
We're excited to hear all about PodFest.
Well, it is a lot of fun. I just saw Danny Penna, my friend, do his keynote, and he's the one from Gamertag Radio.
Yeah.
He's been doing it longer than we have. He's 12 years tomorrow will be his anniversary. He started recording on a cassette tape. And they played it on what was called live internet radio back then.
Wow.
He started a long time before us. But it's been fun. Gave my keynote last night. It was about 400 people here, I think.
Way cool.
So it's a good time. And a lot of shiny new podcasters here.
Really?
A lot of shiny new podcasters with bright eyes and hopes and dreams. And I crushed them all last night.
Aren't there some Horse Radio Network auditors there, too?
Yes, Dr. Ellen is here. I finally got to meet Dr. Ellen after all these years, and she's actually looking at doing a podcast now.
Cool.
So, yeah, she's here taking pictures and representing. She's been wearing her Horse Radio Network hat everywhere.
Yay.
So that's been fun. And tonight is the Messengers movie premiere. Dr. Wendy's coming up. We have... Jessica Troop. We have the guys from Horse Lovers are coming down, and so we have a whole bunch of people coming to see the movie premiere, and I'm hearing from the editors that Horse Radio Network's prominent in it, so we'll see.
Very awesome.
Now, I did hear, you did tell me that part of the charm of having us on the show was the fact that I talked about washing wieners.
It's on, and it is in there. He has not cut that part out.
So, anything well, I know, can do.
It's your best thing. You know, it's what you have going for you.
I mean, if you're going to have a life skill, Glenn, might as well be that.
It might as well be that. That's right. I'm not going to go on.
Well, the burning question, though, Glenn, let's get to the really important topic here. Explain, please explain the Podfest pickle.
You know, there's this great big 6 foot tall green pickle that says Podcast Pickle. And apparently when podcasting started, I just met the guy actually who came up with the Podcast Pickle. The first conference I ever had about podcasting, they were trying to come up with a mascot and they thought it kind of looked like a microphone. So they came out with this great big ugly podcast pickle. I have no idea. I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but I still don't think it's a great idea. But
yeah. I don't
but
like
everybody's
people
been
in
getting
mascot.
Pictures with the pickle.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like people in costumes, so it's not my. That would be
that's
very
why
scary.
We don't have a mascot. See, Jamie, we don't need a mascot because we have you.
Yeah, so, well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm not putting on an outfit. Well, cool.
Well,
so what?
Have a good time.
What else do you got? You have scheduled for the weekend? It's Friday, and it seems like you've been partying for 3 days already. What's going on? And are podcasters big drinkers?
Yes, is the answer to that question. and I'm actually going up in another 10, 15 minutes here to do a panel on building a network. And you know what's interesting about that panel? I got to gloat a little bit. What's interesting about the panel, there's 5 people on the panel, and 4 of those people I helped build their networks.
So, oh, no, that's awesome.
So that's making me feel old, actually.
So you're like the grandpa of podcast networks.
I am. I'm like the grandpa here, period. What are you talking about? You know who I was most excited to meet? I was most excited to meet was Mighty Blue. You know, I've talked about him on the show. He's the guy that does the Appalachian Trail podcast.
Oh, he's there, too.
And I got to have breakfast with him this morning. Such a neat guy and has done a thing that I'll never do.
Wow.
Camp in the woods and hike 2,200 miles. Those 2 things I'll never do.
When you're driving down the road and the sign says Appalachian Trail this way, you'd be like, yeah, I saw it. There you go. That's what
right.
you're going to do.
That's exactly right.
There it is. Oh, we're currently, ladies and gentlemen, if you look out their right window, you are currently flying over the Appalachian Trail. Hey, I saw
there
it.
You go. Hey, I got 2 people here that I've been hanging out with that I know our audience will know. You remember Diane Daniels, Brooklyn girl, who came in the one day and sat in on the show with us, Jamie? She's from New York and has the accent. She has
it's
a
not
serious
her
accent.
Fault. It's not her fault.
Well, she opened for me last night, and it was hilarious. She did a game of Simon Says that had everybody rolling, because Diane's Diane. So she's a lot of fun, and she says hi. And also Dave Jackson, who was just on a couple weeks ago.
Scooter's
so
best friend.
Here and we've been having a good time with Dave. Yeah. Yep. So Dave Dave still listens to Really Bad Ads every Friday.
All right. Well, Glenn, as soon as we get off the phone with you, we're gonna go right to it. Actually, we're gonna play a girly song first, and then we're gonna do Really Bad Ads without you.
Figures. Yeah, you know, I am a little concerned about the two of you together. That does concern me a little.
Well, we're all having a lot of fun.
All right, good. Well, thank you for filling in, Lisa.
Anytime, Glenn.
All right,
have
you guys.
Fun.
Have fun.
Please happy weekend.
Pinch the pickle's butt for me.
You know what?
Does a pickle have a butt?
I'm in the pickle, and I'm not doing that, actually. No, I know who's in the pickle. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, bye.
Do pickles have butts?
Wherever you think the pickle butt would be, pinch it.
And on that note, how about a little Peace, Love, and Horses?
Let's there do it. We got to have the lovely girl song.
Yes. dress while flowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead play a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, belling hay for miles and miles. She says innocence grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven, and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me.
People know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
And it is that time, and I know Lisa has been pretty excited about getting involved in another episode of Really Bad Ads. And on today's episode, the voice of Glenn the Geek will be played by Lisa Weisheim.
Yes.
And we've got some gifts that we're going to... Are we giving away the prizes today, Jennifer, or next week?
Next week.
Next week. Okay, so you got one more week to get your ads in. Remember, if you record the ad yourself... just have it a voice memo thing and just read it yourself and just email it to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. You are entered twice. Now, that being said, we have none of those this week, and I'm pretty angry at all of you. So bring it a little stronger next time. I want more work. Anyway, yeah. So the gift pack that you are vying for is a Jaden Terrell gift pack, and it's a Taste of Blood and Ashes book. and then a notebook thing, like a horse themed journal, a horse themed fleece throw, and a silver horse necklace that I actually, oddly enough, own. I have that necklace.
I want to jump in here because Beth Terrell, Jaden Terrell, is a friend of mine, and she's here in Nashville. And this book, A Taste of Blood and Ashes, is a page turner. I stayed up all night reading it. I couldn't put it down. It's involves horses, and it's an amazing story. So,
and it will be a signed copy, and it will not be signed by Lisa. It will be signed by Jade.
Yes, of course. And deservedly so. She's an amazing, amazing writer.
And then tell us, did you say you're friends with Jean too? Or
Yeah, I know Jean Abernethy, and she draws the Fergus cartoons. She's a great, great horse person. She's up in Canada, and I think she's been on the show a couple of times. And so this book is Fergus, A Horse to be Reckoned With, and it's hysterically funny, as always.
I love it. I can't wait to, I'm going to get a copy of that one for sure. All right. Well, it's time then. That's what you're vying for. You have one more week to get your ads in, but let's see who has the first really bad ad. Oh, it's me.
Oh, yeah. Wait. All right. We've got to do something.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Forgot.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
I do want to say that I appreciate everybody. If you are still listening to the show, after all of our technical problems and you've made it this far, you get a cookie. You get a star. Pretty sure nobody's listening anymore. But again, I get surprised sometimes. All right. April sent in the first one. The first really bad ad, Red Roan Stud. Oh, God. Geld that shiz, please. Red Roan Stud. I don't have to read it. It's a Red Roan Stud for $600 from Hayworth, Oklahoma. Okay, it's Oklahoma. I know you don't need to have this thing as a stallion. Flex is a 4-year-old Red Roan Stud horse. He's halter broke, and he will take the saddle, but not broke to ride. He's very stout, and he knows it. He would make someone a great breeding stud, or he'd make someone a great bucking horse. If you are interested in him as a bucking horse, I have pictures and videos. Or you could possibly put some time into him to break him. Need gone ASAP. Geld that. Shh. So basically, we tried to train him.
Didn't work.
And he just kept bucking everybody off. We got good video of it.
I hope they listened to our guest and learned how to fall when they fell off.
God. We need to put them in touch with Danny Warrington.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what bugs me about a lot of ads? And I'm a Craigslist person. I'm on Craigslist every day looking for stuff. And need gone ASAP. I mean, it's like nice. I'm doing you a favor by taking this horse and you're like dictating to me when I have to come see it. I mean,
it's amazing. Need gone. If you put need gone ASAP in your ad, you lose all ability to negotiate.
Absolutely. And all the ability, you know, it's just not happening. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one is from Jill. Gorgeous paint horse, $1,500 DMV. What does that mean?
That one's from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Well, it's an impound, maybe.
It's an impound. They took it away. DMV.
Okay. First, let me apologize to all of those who acquired about this horse before I wasn't able to get back due to my work. This is all like this one long run-on sentence. He's a six-year-old, beautiful, laid-back, very easy, black and white paint horse. He's green broke. Phew, I have to take a breath here. But since last dad have been riding more and doing great, he will more likely level out to be a great trail horse and husband type of horse due to his calmness and laid-back attitude. Lives being groomed and rubbed, unloads easily. I mean, you kind of
unloads.
Was she on when she was writing this? Excuse me, but this is like the longest run-on sentence I've ever seen. We'll be taking to Farrier today to get front shoes. This is a great horse with some riding. He will be excellent. Does not buck or mean at all. Just needs riding. If he's not sold in 2 weeks, we'll be going to the Rainer training. Hope I answered all inquiries about him. Please leave an email and I will be answering all emails. Thanks for looking. And by the way, is stands at about 15-1.
I think that, Lisa, you gave this person way too much credit. Way too much credit. You actually insinuated periods and punctuation.
There well, I had to take that, you know. I mean, as a writer and author myself, I mean, oh my goodness.
Oh, this has got to hurt you.
This it does. It's painful. And you look at this, and this is like two pages of one sentence.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah.
That's true. For your brain. All right. Mary sent in the next one. And you know what? It's a theme today. It's paint horses for
it
sale.
Is.
Let's see, what's the first one in paint horse? Yeah, oh, it was roan. Roans and panks. Two paint horses, $2,200. This is the ad. One mare that is broke in and her one-year-old P-H-I-L-L-Y. Philly, yo, I'm selling thee as a pair. The mare is super gentle and very smart.
And notice they say nothing about the filly.
I don't even know what they're selling. I mean, they're selling a mare, like that, and a filly spelled wrong.
Yes.
So,
and a
yes.
baseball player, a mare, and a baseball yeah. player. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Philadelphia filly. Yeah. So Brad right. sent this one in, and this is another paint horse. So you're right. This is like Paint Horse Friday. So, and I have to warn everybody. This is a really long bad ad. So bear with me.
If it's Paint Horse Friday. While you're reading this, I'm going to write a sale ad for chili.
There you go. It's the day to do it. It's all that karma. Okay. Super gentle paint gelding, Kingman, Arizona. I write this while riding him. Now, that's a real safety thing. If you don't want to read but want to know price, just scroll to the bottom. I have videos, pictures, stories, etc. You name it, I have it. And if by some chance I don't have it, I'm sure I can get it. This super gentle paint gelding, now this is in quotation marks, super gentle paint gelding, now goes by the name of Blue. Well, because of his two blue eyes, of course. However, this was not always his name. We'll get to that in a minute. Blue is 15 hands and about to turn 6 years old. He is the most laid back, relaxed, do whatever you please, poke around kind of pony I have ever in my life owned. And I've owned quite a few thus far. You can ride him English or Western or bareback. Doesn't really matter to him. He's just so cool and easygoing like that. Before we get into too crazy detail, I'm going to clarify something because, so help me God, if I get the, quote, what is he trained to do, quote, question. One more time, I will rip my hair out. He is not trained to do anything. That's where you come in. I did the basics. Now you do the polishing. When I first got Blue, he was really Satan. No, seriously, he was Satan. Beautiful to look at, manipulative, if you will, but Lord have mercy on me. I thank the heavens every time I finished working with him that I made it out mostly unharmed. The first time I ever got him in a trailer, it took well over an hour, probably way longer to get on him, and it wasn't willingly. We left with bruises, sweat, rope burn, and I lost two fingernails that day. Blood, sweat, tears type of scenario. It was not pleasant. The first time I rode him, after I was told he was, quote, broke to ride, LOL, we will leave it at that. Maybe he was at some point, but I was not when I wanted to. He busted tack, halters, metal bars, no go. No joke, this guy was a J-E-R-K in capital letters. I was so done with his shenanigans, I was ready to ship him to Mexico right then and there. But something in my heart of ice stopped me. I finally got the audacity to work with the devil himself. I mean, come on. I was a misunderstood teen too at some point with people calling me the spawn of Satan. So maybe, just maybe, this guy was just like me and needed a chance or two or 50. Once I got that mentally, oceans parted, the clouds cleared, and we conquered every single issue he had. First, we started with tying, which was, believe it or not, probably the longest issue we had to work on. And he can be a bit of a tool now and then, but he realizes it and stops. Then we addressed the whole saddle issue. In the matter of an hour, we managed to figure out walk, trot, lope, lead changes, whoa, back, pretty much the whole nine with basics. Worked on other things too, but we finally returned to the trailer, and he's steadfast. The trailer was a no from him for a solid 10 minutes before he trusted me and walked right on for me. I shed a real tear as a proud mom moment. He learned so quickly, and I learned from him as well. He has great ground manners and has a personality to die for. Now, I sit on his back writing my novel about him with one leg thrown over the horn, relaxed. My first impression of him was nothing but hate, and now it is nothing but love for this guy. He is the bomb. He would make a phenomenal kid's horse because he can just putt along right with them. He's laid back enough. I throw my four-year-old on him, and he's just as chill as a cucumber. I had posted him for $3,500. Oh, yes, an ungodly amount because I wanted some wiggle room. I would love to get $2,500, but at this point, I'm running out of time to sell him. I have one too many horses with things in life that happen. I need some sort of money. He's priceless to me, but make an offer. I'm not mean. I don't bite. I can deliver, and we can negotiate that. Distance doesn't matter too much, but please don't be in flippin' Guam because I'm not doing that. Anyway, it's feeding time. PM me or comment questions. Thank you. Woo!
Were we allowed to read that on the air? It's got to be copyrighted. I mean, it was a novel.
It was a novel. It was a novel. Yeah.
The oceans parted. The clouds cleared.
You know,
and we conquered
every issue. Maybe this is actually a screenplay for an upcoming movie on Discovery.
Well, it's as long as a screenplay. I mean, certainly is as long as a screenplay. And, you know, it's got drama in there.
Yeah.
And it's got, apparently, it's sort of nice ending. So
maybe it's an episode of Heartland.
It could be. It could be something because there's a lot in there.
All right. Well, I started writing an ad for Chili, and I figure I'll give it a go here. Because he's a paint gelding too. And Lisa, I don't know if you've listened to the show very much, but
yeah, I have. I know Chili has.
Yeah, he's a very interesting horse. And he was a student's horse, and the student grew up and decided they no longer wanted him, and they were like, "What can we do with him?" So I took it from writing the ad at that point in his life before I assumed the nightmare that is Chili.
Yes, yes.
All right, 22-year-old 15 one-hand gelding. He is a super gentle paint gelding. Kids can ride him, no problems. You can put your grandbabies on him. He'll take care of them. However, don't let anyone over 80 pounds ride him because he has a really bad back. More about that later. Chili is an amazing, sweet, sweet guy. He does have a few problems. They're not behavioral. His behavior is amazing as long as, you know, you keep up with all this. So he has a really bad back. It stems from the massive arthritis in his hocks. So hock injections are pretty much a staple. He also has very bad knee arthritis and is getting to the point where he can't even bend his front left leg anymore. so limited range of motion limits his exercise capabilities. I'm kind of vamping at the same time. Also, he has a dental disease, which basically means he's going to have 6 more teeth pulled in the next year. I stopped writing there because, you know what? It's depressing how much money I spend on this horse in Adequan, in Omega Alpha supplements, in injections. And by the way, this horse is very easy to get an emergency vet bill on because just like the other day, he decided to step off of a culvert and slice his leg open. So you are taking a risk at your own. He also can't wear a bit anymore, so can only be ridden in the dually halter because his teeth. And then also, please, please don't put anyone over 80 pounds in his back. You will break him. Thank you.
I'm thinking, like a sweetie.
I'm thinking 5,000.
A $50,000 sweet horse.
Oh, God. Yeah. He's amazing. I just had to think of it. And so, of course, when this was presented to me, what do we do with him? I was like, oh, you can't do anything with him. He's very sweet, but he's the first one that ends up on a truck to Mexico because he's about crippled everywhere.
And, oh, he'd make somebody a great companion horse.
Yeah, he did. He made me a great companion horse.
See,
and dear God, if you take his buddy away, he whinnies like crazy. You can play the whinny if you want, Jennifer. He whinnies like crazy and nobody sleeps. But yeah, I took him. He made me a great companion horse. And now he's Lucas's horse. Lucas, what's your horse's name?
Chili.
Chili. Right. Chili.
All right. Yeah. The next one. That was a really long one. Next one's a horse trailer. Wait, sorry. Jody sent it in. It's a horse trawler. This horse trawler. Oh, and it has no punctuation.
No.
T-R-A-L-E-R. This horse trawler, I got it now. Don't have the horse and the mower. Has all the lights. Sing axle pulls like it's new. It's a two-horse does not have tittle. The lady I got it from is getting a lost one. Please make offer my Kel eyes. And by the way, this is a little white two-horse bumper pull with like children's handprints all over the side of it, but it's faded and rusted. So it may have been cute.
It also has a tarp over the top of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of tried on with baling twine, so you kind of wonder if there's maybe a leaky roof.
Yeah, I would guess. I would wager a guess on that.
Yeah. And the silver insulating tape that you put on ductwork when you put...
Yes.
Yeah, it's not duct tape.
No,
we
it's
know.
Like duct... Yeah.
It's that silvery aluminum tape that you use. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's covered in that.
Yeah. And then at the bottom, it's got the blue painting tape, like when you put the line edges around the windows when you paint your room. It's got that.
It does. Yeah. And then there's all kinds of nice rust down there at the bottom, too.
It's got rust. It's got tape.
Yeah. Got a tarp.
It's impressive.
Got some baling twine.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also a one-axle trailer.
One-axle trailer. And it's got some kind of hieroglyphics on its brow. So it kind of, yeah. Wow.
Maybe it came from, ancient Egypt?
Maybe.
It might be that old.
It might be.
Okay, so the next one comes from Lindsay, and it's a corral. $900, Doswell, Virginia. Doswell, Virginia. Okay.
This is a corral. You're
well,
right.
yeah, corral. So we'll explain in a minute. So we'll deliver depending on location for extra $100. They cost $2,750 brand new. I had five, and this is my last one. So this is how they describe the corral. It's 40 feet long, 10 feet wide, and 7 feet high. Can use for shelter, storage, carport, etc. Great for hay storage. I've used one for a cow and a mini horse to use for shelter. And so it looks like a long covered carport. And I just don't know that I would call it a corral.
It's the cart garage from the frickin' grocery store.
It's a grocery store shopping cart parking area.
That's
thing.
Exactly what it looks like. And, honestly, I wouldn't put a horse in there. It looks pretty unstable to me.
It's still in the grocery store parking lot.
It's exactly. It's come steal this.
Exactly.
Come steal the Harris Teeter shopping cart. It looks like a Harris Teeter in the back. And they're literally like, shopping cart. They took the picture in front of the dang grocery store. And they're like, if you come and take it, it's yours.
I think so. For $900.
And by the way, we can throw in some carts just for free.
It's crazy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. That's hilarious. Next one came from Sharon, and it's a bipolar horse for $500 in Sanford.
At least she's honest.
I wonder if it's a paint.
I know, right? It could be. Slightly bipolar horse for sale. Beautiful white with one blue eye and one brown, half Arab, half quarter with papers. Well, of course it's bipolar. It has one eye, it's one color, one has the other. It's half and half.
Yeah.
But, however, continuing on, freaks out over everything. Birds, squirrels, leaves, bags, paper or plastic, cars, dogs, cats, grass, trees, tires, etc. Personality can shift from loving to murderous in about 1/10 of a second. Has kicked. Only selling to very competent rider or trainer. Rideable by people who enjoy roller coasters. Not preferable for people who enjoy life. Must sign disclosure saying you are not suicidal prior to purchase. Selling because husband hates everything about this horse. Easy keeper.
Oh, you just wonder if she actually thinks she's going to sell this horse with this ad. I'm assuming, or he or she, or she, because she has a husband. So assuming she's a she. You just wonder about people sometimes.
You know, the only thing that would be better is if they were asking for a trade to trade a broke horse for this horse.
Yes. Yes.
That would put it over the top. Yeah.
Well, you know, we have this horse in the next ad. So the
there
horse
we go.
That we're trade for is coming right up. Brenda sent this one in, and this is a kid broke horse, KIDD, for $900 in Westville. No state listed. So Westville.
If you can't spell kid.
Well, it gets better. Trust me, it gets better. I have a 12-year-old kid, KIDD, broke horse. If you can seat up AMD, hold the reins, R-A-I-N-S. Maybe they're hoping the rain doesn't come down. You can ride him. He has new shoes and he has never buck or rear up. He is a good horse. Call for more info.
So this is a kid broke horse. If you can seat up and hold the reins and by the way, he's a kid horse because he ain't never bucked no reared.
Exactly. But he's got new shoes.
That Don't is a selling that. Point. That is a selling
it is.
Point.
It is.
His shoes.
Yeah.
All right, second to last one here. Karen sent this one in. Mini horse / pony, $250, and this is near Worcester. I don't know where Worcester is, but...
Yeah, somewhere.
Where do you think it is? Is that in Florida, Jennifer, probably?
I wouldn't be surprised. No,
East Coast someplace.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like an East Coast name, like a New England name.
Was wanting $300, asking $250. Name, lady. Age... 5. Coggins, good until March 23rd. Lady is not broke. She is kid friendly, no biter kick. I don't have time to do more work with her to do how many horses we have. She has not had anyone on her back since June and no kids on her back since March. She tossed both kids at a play day and run circles when I try to saddle her now. I, 110 pounds, can ride her with no probs, but she will not let any of the kids, and I don't know any bigger kids that are still small enough to cowboy her out. When we bought Lady last year, you could not catch her, and she was not very nice. Sounds not very nice now. Husband got bored and trained her to load in the back of the truck. And she's rode back there with me helping her stand.
Oh, my.
Truck is a stock 88 Chevy.
Why does that matter?
A friend had our trailer at the time. But now we have the trailer back so we can deliver if it's not far and you pay for gas. Note, I drive a 1-ton. You must see me first or send me a message.
Oh my, can you just see that visual with this horse in the back of the truck and this poor woman holding on to the horse driving down the road?
Why your horse is tossing children? It's because your husband's been beating the crap out of her to get her in the back of a truck and she's got ulcers now.
Oh my God.
Stressing the hell out.
Oh my.
Poor thing. And I love the fact that we just have to say, I'll deliver if you can pay for gas, but hey, it's a big truck.
Yeah.
Don't cost a lot. I drive a one ton.
Oh my. It's just scary out there sometimes.
These are real ads, people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. Well, this one's a little better. Megan sent this one in. I think this is our last ad. So the fun is almost over. I'm so sad. Horse needs a home, Vancouver. So that would either be Washington or British Columbia, maybe. Thoroughbred, Thurobred, gilding, gilding, 16 hands, 8 years old, loves people, needs someone. That's so sad.
It's like a personal ad.
It's a personal ad.
I know. He needs a friend.
Yeah, you're so.
Oh, my. He needs He's Canadian and friendly. He needs someone.
He does. Yes. He does. Yeah, I want to go pick him up now.
Thoroughbred. Gildling.
Yes. Gildling.
Wow. Well, Lisa, it's been such a pleasure having you on, and I appreciate you reading the book that is Satan.
Yes. Oh, it's always fun, especially on Fridays, and I'm just happy to be here as always, and I'm glad Glenn's having a lot of fun at Podfest, and it sounds like he's got a big evening, big couple days ahead. So I'll be tuning in Monday to hear all about it.
Yeah. I'm going to get the story behind the pickle. I swear I'm going to get the story.
Are you going there right after this?
Yeah. I have to wrap things up here at Studio A and head down to Tampa for the big screening of the podcast documentary. Me and our guest wrangler, Denise, are going to get all dressed up in our foo-foo wear and head down.
Yay.
Fabulous. You must be all out of bonbons.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing Target.
Oh, my God. Good. It's my favorite designer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just get ready for that. And you should come up with probably a better answer. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here.
Not everybody is a horse girl at that place.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm going to go ride the train in Oklahoma. Spay, neuter, geld. Where you throw out your tagline.
Oh, here's my tagline. Have a fun weekend, everybody.